scandals.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is going on all the time.
Mm-hmm. Was that in the sense of single people getting together?
Or? Anybody. No, really. Mm-hmm. No. I wasn't involved in it. I wasn't. I was. Mm-hmm. I didn't care about that.
Mm-hmm. But did it seem that other women or and men might?
Some of them, yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, there were quite a few. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was there any kind of thing, and then with, did that seem to be particular, do you think, to war class or whatever, or was that?
Yes. Yeah, it was the excitement of it all. And you can't imagine the crowds. There were, at times, you could hardly turn around. There were so many people. And then all of these wires hanging down and rubber hoses and wires all over the floor. And it was an extremely crowded condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, I don't know how many people would be working on one ship, you know, just
mm-hmm.
elbow to elbow and just right in there, just completely crowded. It was mm-hmm. it was very, very crowded. And especially when these people came down from Fresno, because that doubled up practically, you know.
Mm-hmm. You're saying, were men, were they rougher or?
Yeah, they were, yeah.
Uh-huh.
They seemed to have less of an education. At, or whatever, culture or whatever, than
mm-hmm.
the ones that were there,
mm-hmm.
the ones that were working in Burbank.
Mm-hmm. And did they, you said they seemed to sort of react more strongly to that?
Well, no, some of them did. Some of them were fine, but
uh-huh.
some of them were resentful about getting instruction from a woman. They just, well, this is the male, I'll face it.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Now, this first job that you went to work on, what was that doing the skins on the bulkhead?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And did you stay at that same job the whole 18
yes.
months?
Yes, yeah.
I see. So you're working in this sort of crowded
yes.
area the
yeah.
whole time.
Yeah.
Did, who taught you the job that you were doing with the skins, with the calicos and everything?
I don't know. Oh, well, one of the men that was there before.
Mm-hmm. So the men were...
instructing us, yes,
uh-huh.
yes, they told us what to do, yeah.
Uh-huh. Were you given, say, one special person to show you throughout?
Oh, I don't think so, whoever was handy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long was it, say, between when you first came in there and when they just had you working on your own?
Well, I don't... right away we were on our own, except just
uh-huh.
telling us how to do it. And
mm-hmm. So sort of one... operation at the time
of
the
show? No, it seems as though they went through the whole business. That's why we botched up so many with so many holes. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you feel nervous about making mistakes?
Oh, yes, because I'm inclined to do that. I'm a perfectionist. I don't make mistakes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I felt terrible.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I made funny of them, too. Oh, yes.
Did they,
I didn't make any big holes like some of them did.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So the other one, maybe, was it, did the men and women both seem to make mistakes, or was it just that the women without the training?
No, some, oh, well, mostly without the training. When we became more proficient, we didn't make any mistakes, and we could time ourselves and do it. Oh, yes, we were quite, that's why I say in 6 months I was indispensable,
uh-huh.
I thought.
did they give you, did you have a sense of, as you were getting better at it, of
accomplishment?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, oh, definitely, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was very proud of my job and what I could do.
Uh-huh. Mm. Did, Now, at Lockheed, did you get promotions? Or
No. We got our little raises, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We got 5-cent raises at times, and we were quite thrilled over that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So were they on a regular schedule?
Yes, about every 3 months, yeah.
Uh-huh. Was there a union?
Yes, and I right away the men said we had to join the union, so I joined.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the 727, the AFL, mm-hmm. Machinist Union is what it is.
Yeah, uh-huh. So the, I think it's IAM, or
is
it?
Yeah.
Did, how did you feel about unions?
Oh, fine. Oh, uh-huh. It didn't bother me a bit.
Uh-huh.
At that time, we'll go into more of that later.
had you heard about unions before you went to work there, or have any ideas about what unions?
No, were? No. Mm-hmm. They just said I was supposed to join the union, so I did.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Did were you ever active in the union?
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Did you ever have any say grievances
no,
using
no,
to go to a shop
no,
steward?
No.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Did you ever go to the meetings or the
no?
Yeah.
Oh no, no, I didn't.
Uh-huh.
I only went to one meeting when they were going to have the strike. That's the only meeting I ever went to.
Uh-huh. How did you feel about the union while you were working there? Did it do much, or was it active?
Not at that time. No, no.
Uh-huh. I see.
Not as far as I was concerned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did
I don't think I even at that time I don't think that I thought very highly of unions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
I see. Had the union already been there, or was it just beginning?
Oh no, it was there. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was there. I don't know when it was started.
No, were the people who told you about joining, were those men the men you worked around? Or was
yes,
someone
the men
else?
That I worked with. Yes.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Did
Isn't it funny? I can almost see that man now. I have no idea what his name is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what his face looks like, but as a general, I can see him standing there. Isn't that strange?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you just have a feeling that was sort of, did he talk to you at all about what the union would do, or why?
I suppose they did. I suppose so, yeah.
Uh-huh. I see. Now, something I wanted to get an idea about was, when you're talking about Bob Ward and you saying he was appalled. And
yeah, well, he got to be a very good friend. He was
uh-huh.
real nice.
This was going to ask you, did his attitude change?
Oh, yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
He was a darling. As a matter of fact, my son went to work, as I told you, when
mm-hmm.
he was 16.
Mm-hmm.
You know, went to work there in the morning, went to school in the afternoon. And he had Bob Ward for a boss, the same as I. And I went up to see him one time, you know,
mm-hmm.
while I was on my break or something. And he said, well, I inferred that he wished that my son was as good a worker as I was, you
mm-hmm.
know. So they did come to think highly of us women working.
Mm-hmm.
And they were sorry when I left too. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was his position?
He was a supervisor.
Was there someone else who's like a lead man? Or
oh yes, we had Arnie. I have no idea what his name was. I just remember Arnie was
mm-hmm.
our lead man.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Ward was our supervisor, and I cannot remember the name of the man above him. Now, what the heck would he be? I don't know what he would be, but I was trying to think of the foreman's name. And Herschel. Herschel.
They come in between, say, Bob Ward and Arnie, or was he a...
Oh, well, Arnie's the worker, the lead man, the supervisor. And then a manager. There would be a manager over a group.
Was that for the whole department then? Or?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were quite a few supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one manager.
Oh, I see.
And then the foreman over the whole bunch of managers or whatever.
I see. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So the foreman is really higher.
He's the big cheese. He's,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really. Now, who would give you your work assignments and things?
No, the thing would be just sitting there in the morning when we go in, and we
mm-hmm.
knew what we had to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you have any times when you, say, ran out of the parts you needed, or things like that, you would stop the work?
Oh, there were many times I learned how to take a quarter and just leisurely stand there and hammer it down and make a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And oh, there were days and days where we had nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether it was waiting for a part or waiting for a ship to come through or what, but mm-hmm. there were days when there was just nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were so many people there.
Yeah. Yeah. When it would get like that, what would they do? You'd come into work and they just would say, there's no work today, or?
No, you just keep busy. The Army was paying us, you see,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't care. Just act busy if anyone comes around, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's all.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this doesn't cause any...
sure
I mean, it's universal. No. Just look busy if someone comes around. That's all.
Yeah. Now they would. They wouldn't. You wouldn't really know what had happened, but it would just be that all of a sudden the parts.
Well, we probably would know at the time, but I don't remember. You know, but I do know that there were quite a few times that we had nothing to do.
Uh huh. Did they ever send you over to another part of the plant to work when that happened?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, we just stayed there and looked busy.
Okay. Did, I was just wondering with, the first day of work when you got home, did you feel tired or fatigued?
I imagine I did because I, oh my God, you know, put it on, you know how it is, you
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. imagine so.
Did it take a while to get used to doing the physical work?
No, because I've always been a physical person. I've played tennis and always been a very physical, athletic person. That didn't bother me at all. And then I'd work 8 hours out in that my victory garden. No, mm-hmm. No, that didn't bother me.
I see. I was just wondering with... But the thing is, there having been times when you didn't have anything to do, were there other times when you were pushed to work faster?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did it...
And then sometimes we'd go in competition with the, you know, there'd be another setup going. We'd see who could get it done the fastest and the best, you know.
Uh-huh. Mm. I see. Did they, was that set up by the company, or did you just do it?
Oh, no, we'd do it among ourselves.
Uh-huh. Did, were there ever people who came through and say, did, I think they call them time and motion studies, or people from the company who might look to see how that
Yes, yes, and this girl that I was working with, we started in, and someone, I don't know who it was, came by and said, one of the workers, you know, he said, if you go full speed ahead, you know, and do that so fast, you're going to be expected to do it like that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So don't put forth all your effort into that. You know, yes, we did have time standards people come
mm-hmm.
by quite often.
Now, was the person who would say that to you, was that just like another worker
another,
or someone
the, one of the wiser people that were there, yes.
So they're going to clock you at this
point? Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did anyone ever come along and say, you're all working too slow, or?
Oh, I imagine we got told that quite often, you know, or because there was a lot of goofing off. Oh, gee.
Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering on the breaks when Santa had been here to ask me about was how you said they were like 10 minutes and 11 in the morning. What would you do?
Get a cigarette right away. mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then have a little snack or whatever you brought along.
Uh-huh. Were there other people around that you talked to?
Oh, yes. You have your little group in you. Talk to. Mm-hmm. They were right there, believe me. You couldn't go anywhere and get away from anyone.
Mm-hmm.
There was such crowds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who was there in the group that you would, were there a regular group of people that you talked to? Or?
Oh, I don't know. We just talked to everyone. I imagine we didn't, only 10 minutes, we just probably just stay mm-hmm. right there where we were, you know, and just talk with the people that were there.
Mm-hmm. Would they, Did you spend your breaks with other women or with the men?
Both. Uh-huh. Both, because they were all right there, mm-hmm. all mixed up together.
Mm-hmm. Was that the same with the lunch period?
No, we had a whole half hour for that, and okay. we would more or less. It all depended. If you brought your lunch, you'd eat one thing, and then they had a cafeteria, you know, that you would stand in line, and mm-hmm. it's a half hour goes pretty fast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I developed friends that I wanted to see more. As a matter of fact, one girl that I worked with, our ways separated, and she went into inspection, and I was I was a secretary, and we corresponded with Christmas cards up until about, I think about 5 or 6 years ago. My last card came back.
Mm-hmm.
I know she had died because it was address unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And but she's the only one in the production area that I kept in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
But there were, oh, I don't know, there were 4 or 5 of us that more or less went around together because we were more or less the same education or whatever
mm-hmm.
it is. You do seek out your peers, you know, in a place like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or anywhere, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. So 4 or 5 people that you get to know pretty well?
Or? Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Did you ever do things outside of work with each other?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Did
there wasn't much time. We worked 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did
Now that's in production you're talking about. You're not talking about later when I got
in. Yeah, just okay. In the production.
Okay.
I know things must have changed somewhere.
Yes.
Anyway,
oh yes.
To the other area. Were there in your work area, say, just under your lead men, about how many people would there be?
Ooh. At least a couple dozen right there working.
Uh-huh. So they're on 25.
A 25, 30 group uh-huh. of people working
uh-huh.
very, very closely together.
Uh-huh. Were there any minority workers in
Oh, yes.
your
Oh,
group?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We didn't. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Was there socializing at all? I mean, in terms of, like, talking on breaks and things?
Well, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or did groups kind of keep to themselves?
Oh, not that I know of. No. No.
Mm-hmm.
The one, more or less. There were some that you didn't care about and wouldn't want to get involved with them, you know. And like I say, there wasn't much time.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about it? You're saying there are all kinds of people there. How did you feel about that?
Very, very strange because I lived in Panama during my formative years, really and truly, and the black people were over here, you know,
uh-huh.
and the white people were over there. There was a line like this.
Uh-huh.
And I still have that prejudice. I cannot. I'll probably never get over it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite strong at that time,
mm-hmm.
very strong.
Mm-hmm.
But later I came to realize that, and I made some very good friends with some black people, you know, in
mm-hmm.
later years, my later years at Lockheed. But at that time I was very prejudiced against the blacks.
Mm-hmm. Mm. With working with, say, even among other white people, I imagine from what you're saying, some of these people would be different.
Oh, yes, there were some rough people. Oh, there were some rough women there. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They had lesbians there, too, and
oh.
they were let go as soon as they were found out, many of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they were discharged.
Uh-huh. So that women who were working in the plant who were lesbians
yes.
at the time?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they...
We had our little gossipy thing going.
mm-hmm. What, I mean, how would they be found out?
In the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
They had monitors in the restroom all the time. That was another thing during the war.
I see.
And if you dawdled too long putting your face on, you were told to get out. And
mm-hmm.
But to work, no, they watch them very closely.
Mm-hmm. And so then those people would be fired?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I see. Was there any talk of men, of male homosexuals?
No, not to my knowledge.
Did,
I guess there was a majority of women, you see, at that time, later. Yeah, there was a majority of women.
Did you know anyone who'd been, like, fired or fired?
Oh, yes. There was a black girl and a white girl, and they were involved, and they were fired, and they were working right close to us, yes. Mm-hmm. Not in our immediate group, but, like, over against that wall, you know, they were working that close.
Did among the other people that were there, did you get to know any other people who were, say, very different from yourself, or I mean, or was it sort of?
Frankly, most of the men were different than any man that I had been in contact with before. They were on a little lower caliber. And I don't mean to sound prudish about it or anything, but but this is the type of people that came into the plant at that time. It's changed since then. You know, they have some very fine people over there now. But at that time, and on the assembly line like that, why, the majority of them, not all of them, but the majority of them. And the finer people with the better educated and whatever would immediately get to be supervisors or managers or whatever, you see. They'd go farther. And
Were those men rougher at all, or were they? Did they do
things
that they do that
were? Nothing. It's just they had no finesse. I don't know how to explain it. They were just they weren't rougher. They just didn't have the manners or whatever that I had been accustomed to in a man. And
was there any sort of, like, sexual harassment there? I mean, with men really bothering
women? No.
So it was...
I made some very good friends there with men. You know, there were some that were really nice, and I didn't date any of them. But, and I like some of the women. Well, I like them both equally as friends.
You're saying you didn't date any of them. Did you choose most, or was it just that the people you were meeting didn't?
I wouldn't have dated them.
Was there a reason for that? Was that just,
Yeah, I just didn't want to.
Individually they weren't interesting, or whether you that you wouldn't date people that you were working with, or
well, that was the main thing, yes. Yes, I think that was the main thing. That's right.
Okay. Did were the women that you were working with, were they as ages went, were they about your same age?
They were just the group that we had two younger girls, and then Dorothy and I can't remember their names. Dorothy's the only one I remember, isn't that funny? But they. Most of them were around my age that I went with, but we did have a few younger ones, you know, because they were in the group.
Okay, let me, this is going to be one, so let me think.